In the presidential election we just had, four counties in western Washington flipped from Obama and voted instead for Donald Trump. Now, Washington State has got a history of voting for surprise and outsider candidates. For evidence of that, I'd like you to meet one-term Governor Dixie Lee Ray. She won the 1976 governor's race, first woman to ever do that in Washington. Crosscut writer Knute Berger says Dixie Lee Ray was very accomplished before running for office, and she was pretty colorful.
She was a marine biologist, professor at the University of Washington, head of the Pacific Science Center at one time, worked in both the Nixon and Ford administrations. And in 1976, she came back to Washington State after being in Washington, D.C., and ran for governor and became Washington State's first woman governor and one of the first woman governors in the country elected not to succeed a husband.
What was the reaction when she announced for governor in 76 or 75 or whenever the announcement came?
It was a surprise. She was an outsider candidate. She had not been identified with either party prior to that. She declared as a Democrat, though she had been wooed also by Republicans. And I think people saw it as a kind of a breath of fresh air. She was an outspoken person. She was, in a way, a feminist role model. I think Washingtonians liked the idea of having a woman governor, and Dixie was very smart. I mean, even her enemies, of which they were legion, agree that she was a very intelligent, witty, funny, sometimes bombastic character. And I think she just suited that was a period where people were looking for change.
Well, so what kind of governor was she, as it turned out?
Well, the best line about that was the line by Blair Butterworth, who ran her first gubernatorial campaign. And he basically said, you know, we thought she'd be the best governor we ever had or the worst, and she was.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that, she defied a lot of conventions. She made a lot of enemies. Now, you have to think back in 1976— we had just had three terms of a liberal Republican environmentalist governor, Dan Evans. Dixie was following that. The parties were aligned a little differently. There were a lot of blue-collar union Democrats in the Democratic Party who were not environmentalists. In other words, loggers and mill workers.
One of their jobs.
Couldn't give a rat's patoot about spotted owls and that kind of thing. And so, she basically ran as a conservative Democrat. And that was a coalition that Scoop Jackson had been very successful in cultivating. And he was our U.S. senator, one of our U.S. senators at that time. So I think she picked up this kind of fresh face, outsider, outspoken woman. I think that was the main appeal. I know liberals were kind of split. There were a lot of women who wanted to vote for Dixie, even if they thought she was a bit more conservative. She was not considered a doctrinaire environmentalist. She was pro-nuclear power. Those were things that were very high on her priority list and that she talked a lot about and that got a lot of publicity.
A surprise chief executive who made enemies, defied conventions, outsider candidate, thin-skinned as well, I've heard.
Yeah. Oh, yes, very thin-skinned.
So obviously the Trump parallel, is that absurd or is that useful in any way?
Well, it is kind of useful. They came from very different backgrounds in terms of, Dixie Lee Ray was from a much more working class background. But the knack, you kind of shudder to think what Dixie would have done with Twitter. there was a great thing I read where, she made no bones about identifying her enemies and pounding on them in the press. And many of the enemies were the press. She had a very bad relationship with the Olympia Press Corps. She lived on Fox Island, had a bunch of animals, a bunch of farm animals. She had a new litter of pigs, and she named the piglets after the reporters.
Nice.
In the Capitol.
Tip of the hat.
Shelby Skates, the great reporter who who she told, I think this was during the primary, she told him, he asked her all kinds of challenging questions, and she said, "You better come to know the term persona non grata if I'm governor."
Wow. Which we just heard with the little dust up with Russia, by the way.
Yeah. And one of the famous things that Dixie said was, don't believe everything you're told. She was skeptical.
Which Trump just said about the Russian hacking.
Exactly. She was combative. She was pro-development, pro, as I mentioned, nuclear power. But she also had other qualities. For example, she had been a leader in banning the capture of killer whales, for example. She was regarded as very successful in operating the Pacific Science Center and moving it from being a kind of marginal operation to a much more sustainable and high-profile operation. And there was something just so Northwesty about her, so kind of eccentric. I think it really appealed to that sense of Washingtonians that we do things differently. And she was Exhibit A.
So with all that in mind, Knut, as we're anticipating President Trump, can we learn anything from Governor Dixie Lee Ray?
I was back in the mid-80s, I was up at a Democratic meeting up in Snohomish County, and I asked a guy who was a former Dixie Lee Ray appointee what had gone wrong. When she ran for re-election after her four-year, she lost in the primary. I mean, she became very unpopular during her governorship. And he said she had a fatal flaw as a politician, which is she never remembered her friends. She never forgot her enemies. So in politics, you have to do a little of both of those things. You have to compromise. You have to schmooze and reach across and make deals and that kind of thing.
Reward your allies.
And that was a bit of a problem with her. She got crosswise with both Democrats and Republicans on just the stuff of retail, everyday politics. And so, that is a lesson, is if you are going to be that populist outsider who sort of changes the rules and that kind of thing, you have to be good enough at the other side of it to make that work, because people will only put up with so much. You'll develop so many roadblocks to your agenda. You can't just be a sort of pure reactionary.
Remembering our Washington's maverick chief executive, the late Governor Dixie Lee Ray, that is the Mossback Crosscut columnist, Knut Berger. Thanks, Knut.
Thank you, Bill.
Now, I know that Dixie Lee Ray sounds like the name of the governor of Alabama. Actually, she ran this state, Washington's first woman governor, from 1976 to 1980, back in the time when killer volcanoes erupted around here.